Devotion 24 of Glory and Grace Daily, 28 Chosen Daily Revelations of Grace to transform your life. Authored by Dr. Patrick Obin. I'm missionary evangelist Linda Caceres, and I have the honor and the privilege to narrate these devotions. Devotion 24, The Destination of Grace. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So the life I now live in the body, I live because of the faithfulness of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. The purpose of grace is to bring us into the glory of God. And this glory begins here and now. The glory of God is the expression of God's grace in our lives. Imagine that grace is a light bulb in your house. The glory of God is the light that shines forth from that bulb. This is the function of grace, to cause God's virtue, beauties, and excellencies to shine forth not only through you, but as you. That means God will be seen on the earth, living in you as you. When you speak, they will hear his voice. Hallelujah. The glory of God in your life today is not some physical cloud or fire as it was in the days of the shadow of the law. It is not limited to the Spirit moving in a meeting and people falling under the anointing. It is much more than that. Shekinah of the Old Testament now dwells inside of you. Christ, the glory of God, lives in you, lives in me. That is the hope of glory. The glory of God is our call to partake in the divine nature, where God now dwells in us as one with us and lives within us as us. Is you living, but not really you. It is God, though it is you. This is the mystery of Galatians 2:20 that I just read. The glory of God is the experience and the expression of the divine nature and life in and through you. That means when you talk, it is no longer you talking, but God. And his voice carries power and wisdom. When you act, it's no longer you acting, but God fully expressing himself in you as you. You are called to show forth the excellencies of God. Praise God. Meditate. How does Christ live within us? See Romans 8 and 9. Let's read that right now. It says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his." And let's read John, the Gospel of John 15:7. Okay, 15:7. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." Isn't that wonderful? I believe that. Pray. Ask the Lord to open your eyes to fully understand what God really wants to do with your life. Excuse me. Let's pray that prayer right now together. Father, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you open our eyes to fully understand what you really want to do in our lives. You know, I asked that question a long time ago, and I've been saved 35 years now, and I fully understand what God wants to do with my life. So pray that prayer. Listen to this devotion again and again. Get it deep down in your spirit. Act on the word. God is not sick. God is not broken. God is not afraid, etc. Whatever he is not permitted in your life. Do you see why grace can never produce sin in a believer's life? Because grace brings God to start living in you. That's powerful. Grace brings God to start living in you. When you see the glory, you know grace is at work. Be conscious of who you are today as you live. Praise God. That's good. As you meditate on that, continue to think on what we just heard and read. Let me share this song with you.
Times I've been
Daily, Devotion 25, The Grace Wave. To demonstrate in the coming ages the surpassing wealth of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:7. Grace came on a mission to bring man into the eternal glory of God. The Lord is going to use believers to display the riches of his grace that have been poured out upon us. This will start on this present earth, and its fullness will be in the world to come. Have you ever read the Bible and then said to yourself, are these things really true? Or why is the church so different from what God supposedly says he has made us to become? The church, like a little baby, was born and is slowly growing to maturity. Before Christ returns, there will be a display of the sons of God, men and women who have developed to full spiritual maturity in Christ and who fully express the beauties of God's power, wisdom, and love on earth. We are actually moving into those days right now, the days of God's glory on the earth. This coming glory will be by a full revelation of the grace of God. It will not be a man's work or some religious denomination's doing. The church has to fully understand grace, which is Jesus Christ himself, to develop fully in his image and to live completely as him on the earth. This move of God will be ushered in by the latter rain, which is the revelation of God's word that comes down like rain from heaven in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. There will be an intensification of the revelation of Christ that will bombard the church. Hallelujah. It is the doing of God to usher in the glory, and it has already started. Christian religious systems that will not let God do his thing will crumble and be left behind. Get plugged into God's wave, for it is the most exciting moment for the church of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Meditate. How will God demonstrate the wealth of his grace in your life? See Ephesians 2:10. Okay, Ephesians 2:10 reads, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah, glory to God. Prayer. Pray that you will not be left behind in this glorious end time move of God. Let's pray that prayer. Father, Papa, Daddy, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will see to it that we will not be left behind in this glorious end time move that you are bringing on the earth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Act on the word. The greatest hindrance of God today on the earth is not sin or Satan. It is his own people, whether by unbelief, religious spirit, resisting the Holy Spirit, or any other means. Open your heart to God from this day onward to allow him his way in your life, and you will see the glory of God revealed. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Well, praise the Lord for another two devotions. Bless God. I give God all the praise, honor, and the glory for these devotions and for divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit given to Dr. Patrick Obin. We bless God tonight. Now I'm going to share a song with you about the glory, and you have a blessed and wonderful day.